Just get over it. But if people go walking around believing that they're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, which is what it says in Romans, what are the churches going to do? What you going to preach? You know? If you can't use your influence to keep people around and keep people coming to you for you to give something you don't own, I'll stop. That's what keeps us in the box. In short, condemnation. Say condemnation. Hang on to that word, because we're going to hit a couple different things here that I had never noticed before. Okay? When you do some digging, it's amazing. We also talked about last week, everybody knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, hallelujah. Some people know the 17th verse. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn. Judge. Krino. Judge. Not katakrino. Judge. But that the world through him might be rescued. Well, some people know that. But when you get to the 18th verse, it says, the one, this is how the 18th verse starts off. The one believing in him is not condemned. Say, not condemned.
Not condemned.
Not condemned. Again, the word there is krino. Krino, I think really accurately, is really, I mean, you got three different words. We're going to look at all of them. We've already talked about katakrino before. You got three different words, and they're all translated in English, condemn or condemnation. But they're different things. So again, the translations fail us to paint the proper picture in our hearts and minds of what we're believing. And if you screw that up, it's tough to get it right. Right? Okay. Krino, it means judgment. Jesus didn't come to judge. He already said that. Right. He didn't come to judge, but he said, if I did judge, I'd be right. But that's not why I came, right? And that's what John was writing here. And then he said, those believing into him is not condemned. The one believing into him is not judged. Condemned. You look at 1 John 3:20. John wrote this. If our heart should condemn us, right? Same word, right? Wrong. Different word. Okay? And I had never noticed this before. I got really excited. The word there is kataganosko. Y'all familiar with ganosko? Okay? Ganosko is one of the several words for knowledge. Gnosko is specific in the idea that it is what we call experiential knowledge. It's not gnosis, where you just know something, or epignosis, where you're building up something. Gnosko means you've had an experience that caused you to come to know, right? You can throw Ido in there. That's another word translated know all the time, and it means to be aware, to recognize. So you got different words, again, being translated with the same word. Here we have this word we just looked at was condemned, but it was krino. It actually means judge. You're not going to judge. Not the passing of sentence down upon something, katakrino, just judging something. Here, when we look at it, most translations will use the word condemn, but the word is kataganosko. Kataganosko. The idea of this word is it's coming down into you from your mind. It's something in your experience that you gain knowledge out of that's pushing you down. John said, if our heart should condemn us, if there's something in our experience, because we know ourselves, we were there when we did it, when there's something like that there in your mind, your heart will condemn you. That knowledge that you have, that mind experience will push you down. That's why people go around walking around talking about how unworthy they are. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. No, you were an old sinner. You got saved by grace. If you're still a sinner, you need to get saved by grace, right? Because the two don't coexist. And that's the picture that John's trying to get across here. If your heart, if our heart, those things in our minds that we've experienced tend to push us down, quote, condemn us. They make us feel guilty, right? What we know we are guilty of. If our heart condemns us, well, darn, you know, God is greater than our hearts. What you talking about, Mark? Okay. And knows all things. See, that phrase right there, I think even people that might be familiar with this verse of scripture read past that. Okay? Because if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. Okay. Back to your son. Well, I'll take your word for it. I don't feel like it. I don't know that I can, but okay. No. God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. And knows all things. Let me tell you something. I've been around a while. I've been through different phases in my life. That was a loud, huh? I've dealt with things in different ways. When I knew I was wrong, I would get convicted about something and, you know, go to God with a penitent heart. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I've reached a point to where this idea that John wrote about, remember, this was written in the 90s AD. Jesus had been gone for over 60 years. John had been around a while. And he had that relationship with Jesus anyway. When you go to God, now remember what we're talking about. We're talking about what keeps us in the box, right? When you go to God and your whole thing is, your attitude is totally different, you begin to tell him, I know, you already know. You know, when I confessed, it's not when you found out about it. You already know. In fact, God is greater than our hearts